Welcome everyone to the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Sandra Contreras from Cositas Contreras. She dealt with something that I think a lot of moms deal with, where we kind of start to lose our identity and kind of forget who we are. And so she started a little, what started as a hobby for her is now her business, which I think is amazing. So I can't wait to hear all about it. How are you doing today, Sandra?
Good. Thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words?
Yeah, just me in general or me?
Anything, everything and anything. Yeah.
It's so hard when people ask me, who am I, right? But just me as Cositas Contreras. I started Cositas Contreras in January of 2021. I was looking for an artistic, creative outlet or skill to learn. I just felt like every day I went to work, I came home, I was a mom, I was a wife. And I had nothing creative to do and just go to sleep and wake up and do it again. I started looking into like different crafts on YouTube. I looked into like learning how to do nails or learning how to do polymer clay earrings. And then I came across resin and I had never seen anyone nearby do it. And I just thought it was super cool. I watched videos for like 2 weeks just on YouTube. And then finally I like ordered some cheap stuff on Amazon and started practicing. With that, I started posting it on Instagram little by little, and like people were like, oh, can you make this like me this keychain, or can you do this, or can you do that? And I kind of started to add a little bit, you know, random items. And like as people saw and like started to see that I could do random or like custom things, I guess, I started to get more ideas. Everything has evolved since then. But that's basically how Cositas Contreras started.
Awesome. I think it's so cool when people are creative, because I'm like the opposite of whatever creative is.
I wouldn't say I'm creative though. Like a lot of people are like, oh my God, you're so creative. I'm like, I'm crafty. I don't think it's creative. I think I can do things, but creation is like, it's a whole thing. Like having to come up with ideas and like make them unique every time and really come up with, it's
or like having a vision and making it come to life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely can't do that.
It takes time.
So the first question that we always like to ask our guests is, what is a fear that you are currently struggling today in this very moment?
My fear, and it has been probably for like the past year, I am financially responsible for me and my children. I live on my own. I do have roommates, so it helps out. But my fear is just not being able to provide. I always do what I can. You know, I babysit on the side sometimes. I help my mom work sometimes. I always make things happen for me and my kids. But my biggest fear would be that, you know, things go south with the business or the store. And although we always figure it out, right? We always, right, like sharp right, we're going to figure it out. We got to do this as moms. But yeah, just having to do that suddenly would probably be like my biggest fear, and not having like the stability.
Yeah, or not having like a second income or like help.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what that's like, but I can definitely imagine that it must be really hard and really scary. My mom was a single mom of five kids, and I always wonder how she did it. You know, and growing up, you know, I didn't feel like we missed out. I mean, now, you know, yeah, we had Payless shoes or whatever, but to me, like little Myra, I never felt like we were poor or that I missed out on anything. My mom, we always had food. We always had a roof over our heads. But now that I'm older, I'm like, gosh, she really did that all on her own.
How did she do that? It's crazy, because even yesterday I went to Walmart to buy a Christmas tree, like a fake one, because I was like, you know, the expensive, like the real ones are super expensive. I, you know, slow season is coming. I'm trying to like save as much as I can to be okay for the next few months with my kids. And come home with this plastic Christmas tree. I realized I already had a plastic Christmas tree in the storage. And I pull it out, and it's like this tiny little 4 foot tree, right? And I like pull it out, and I'm like looking at it. And usually we have this like real, you know, maybe 6 foot tree in the living room. And I tell the kids, like, we built it. It's like two pieces only. It's like, boom, we built it. And I'm like, what a sad little tree. Like, it's so little. And then my daughter was like, Mom, Santa's going to love our tree. Like, look, it's little like us. We're a little family. Like, they were just so happy to put ornaments on the tree. And I'm over here like, this isn't the regular tree we always get. you know, like I can't spend the extra $100 on a real tree right now. And yeah, this morning they're like, Mom, we love our tree. Like we love our tree. And I was like, you guys okay with the tree? And they're like, yeah, it's a little tree just like us. Cause we say I'm a little adult. So like, it's a little tree just like us. And I'm like, okay. And then I just really thought, I was like, they really don't like see what
No.
I see, you know? And like you say, we grow up and we see these things and we're like, how did our parents do it? But moms,
And
we make it
I,
happen.
sorry, I saw this post. You made me remember it, where it was saying something like, when you're a child, you don't remember any presents, right? I don't know if I specifically remember any gift my mom ever got me for Christmas, but I do remember vividly, like, just the memories that we created as a family, you know, like decorating a tree or
Christmas morning.
singing Christmas morning, singing, and you know, Christmas songs, or you know, everyone being together in one area. So I definitely agree. I think those are the memories that your kids will remember. They, you know, they won't really, they don't even realize, you know,
Yeah,
that the tree is
yeah.
small.
I think it's us just critic like being hard on ourselves, right? Yeah.
I tell her this all the time. Like, what was it? Remember we were saying something about like we always fear that we're not enough for our kids, or that we always try to be better than what we had, right? But then at the same time, like they don't really know what we had unless we really tell them. So then it's hard for them to compare that to anything, but we always compare ourselves to anything else. And then we're also our worst critique. So we have a certain expectation. So sometimes we can't meet it and we're like criticizing ourselves for that situation. But our kids are like, oh, something's new, and they're excited. And like I tell Myra sometimes, even like when it comes to pictures, like I don't like taking pictures, but I do it here and there, y cuando me arreglo, but if I'm not arreglada or we go out camping or something, I'm like, I don't want a picture. My kid's like, I want a picture. I'm like, oh my God. But then I tell Myra, we can just take it. We don't have to post it, you know? And it's
Supposed to,
things
but
like
just
that.
to
Like
look
they can
back
care
on
less.
those.
Yeah. And just be to be able to look back on that. Like my kids, you know how like iPhones will like pop up pictures from the past? They'll see them like, oh mom, I remember when we went to the monster truck. Let me see. And then they'll like scroll, you know? So yeah, it's all for them, and we are our worst critiques, really. Like I think us as moms, at the end of the day, we're like, damn, we could have done better, but we are doing better by even acknowledging that, and also just like waking up every day and just knowing, not saying like we grew up in horrible households, right? But we see how we grew up and we change things and we want to show our kids differently in whatever way that is, right? So I think just waking up and being like, today's gonna be a better day, or I'm gonna do this differently, or I'm gonna be more patient, or whatever. But yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, because I know that it was fairly, it's like a very honest response, and we really appreciate that.
I want to be more social media present and like more honest on social media, because I think we post our highlights, right? People see all these amazing things, but it's like they don't see the day to day or like the weight we carry on our shoulders. I will say, in my personal experience, I feel like people see like, oh, she opened a store. Oh, she does this. She does this. She does this. Like, oh, she's so amazing. Like, so many people, like, you inspire me. And I'm like, I'm glad to do that. But like, if you guys knew, like I wake up at 4:30 every day and I'm like boom, 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 boom all day long just to get to where I'm at. So it's like it's not all easy. I wish I could post more of like the back end stuff. I guess I just don't know how to without getting drained too.
I mean, I kind of struggle with this too. It's kind of like, how much of yourself do you share? You know,
Yeah.
like, you do want to be honest and transparent, but at the same time, you kind of want to keep some source of privacy.
Yeah,
So
it with
it
our
is a struggle.
yeah, 100%. I agree.
So we know you started this Cositas Contreras, as you said, kind of like a hobby, as you looking for a creative outlet or something that was for yourself, because I remember you said, I heard some interviews that you did, and you were saying, you know, you were just working and you weren't necessarily fulfilled or happy. When was the turning point when you were like, okay, this could really work? Like, I could do this as a full-time business on my own.
It's crazy. It all ties back to San Jose. But basically, I was working at a school as a paraprofessional part-time because my daughter was in preschool part-time, so I could only work 3 hours a day. And I was doing events on the weekends, and I was doing, you know, dominoes and keychains and little resin items. Again, people started to show a lot of interest in these custom pieces, so I was like already making kind of extra money with that. And I remember I came across this event, an SJ Made event on Instagram, and had spots open. This was the first time I had gone to San Jose as an adult. event cost $135, but since I only worked part-time, I emailed them and I was like, "Hey, can I pay you guys like next week? Like, I really want to be a part of this." So I didn't even have the funds to pay like the $135 for the event. I had friends that live near San Jose that I had like briefly met. I wasn't super cool with them, but I reached out to them and I was like, "Hey, can I like stay at your guys' house? I'm gonna do this event." And they were literally like, "Yeah, you can come stay here," again, just to save money because I couldn't. And I went, I did my first 2-day event. I sold out of almost all my inventory. I broke record sales. It was the first time I had made over $2,000 in a weekend. And I was just like blown away by how many people were interested in what I was doing, how many people appreciated my work, how many people were like, "We love handmade and we're here to spend our money on handmade businesses." I came home that weekend and I was like, that was crazy. Like, I literally was pulling stuff out of boxes that had like minor scratches because I didn't have anything else to put on my table. And 2 weeks later, I put in my 2 weeks at work because I was like, if I go in 100% on this and find these bigger events and get myself out there, I can make this happen because I just made in 1 weekend more than I make a whole month at my part-time job. And like when I was working part-time, I'm like, "Oh, my kids are sick. I have to call out. Oh, I gotta go pick up my daughter. Oh, daycare's closed. Oh, this." Like, my life was so hectic. It still is, but it was more trying to manage a part-time job in between. And I was like, that's literally when I was like, you know what? If I just like, instead of splitting myself into all these places, if I just go 100% here, I can do it. And if I can't, I'll get a job again. Like, that's fine. And I literally quit my job and just started signing up for events. And I just made sure I had enough events lined up in the month to cover my finances. I was still with my kid's dad, so it was still like a shared like finance, right? So I was still had that like backup and that like weight to like lean on, you know? But yeah, it was literally just that one event. And then I just came back and I was like, I could do this. Like, there's people out there who really appreciate this. There's people who are willing to pay my prices and not question it. Like, I can do this.
And
And
everything you make is handmade, correct?
yeah, all of the resin I do is all handmade. I do that all myself. And then all of the embroidery, it is machine embroidered, but I am the one running the machine. So those are the two things that I do and I contribute. I also do like little like keychains, like UVDTF cups, like random little other crafts that I bring into my business. And then everything else is other Latino-owned businesses. So in the store, I have vendors who do consignment, but like when I do my pop-ups, I carry stickers from other Latino-owned businesses. I carry stationery, jewelry. Everything is handmade, just not all from me at that point.
I love that. Yeah, I saw a lot of the jewelry on your Instagram page, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. There's a lot of talented people out there.
Yeah.
People are always
And
like, "Oh my God, like it's all so beautiful." I'm like, that wasn't me. I didn't make that.
there's some really talented people, and I love that it's like all Latino owned
Yeah.
and all handmade, not necessarily by you, but by different people. I just think that's really, really cool. You definitely don't see enough of that these
Yeah.
days, right?
When I started to add more things into my booth, like at events, I definitely wanted to keep it in within the culture. I wanted to support my people and I wanted to keep the theme going, right? Like everything and on my table, all the stickers are Spanglish or Spanish or English, and like you have to get it, right? Everything has to do within the culture. So I want, like, when bringing stuff into my booth, that's what I wanted. And I knew that the day I had a store, I was like, this is what I'm going to do, just bigger. Like, I just want it to be Latino owned. I want it to be all culture and like, within the culture, you walk in and you know, like that joke, or you know, your mom used to yell that at you, or something. You know, we all have some kind of story that relates to some of this stuff. But yeah, definitely wanted to keep it in with our people.
I love that. And then also, you said how being kind of in charge of your own time, being self-employed, really helped with, being a mom. I know Yvette and I talk about that a lot as well, how when we became self-employed or working from home, it was just so much easier. Your kids are sick, you don't have to call anyone. If your kids have an appointment, you don't have to let anyone know. But at the same time, knowing like if this doesn't work out, I can go and get a job tomorrow, So
Yeah.
I really like that you said that. I'm sure a lot of people can definitely relate.
Yeah, it's hard, right? Because then you get self-employed and you feel like you need to keep up with work all the time. I had a really hard time learning how to balance. Like, I don't have to be painting dominoes all the time. I don't have to be cutting things. I don't have to be working at the kitchen table while the kids are watching a movie. Like, maybe I can just sit there and watch a movie with them. I don't have to be working on social media content. It did take me a while to learn that, but little by little, we learn how to balance different things in our life. But definitely worth being able to drop off my kids, pick up my kids, not worried. I'm not going to get out till 3 and they're going to be out at 2. And like, who's going to get them? And let me make sure that they got picked up. It's so much of like less weight on us in one way, right? But then the weight comes on, like, we got to make sure we're providing and doing everything else because now we are on our own and we do have to like make sure all those boxes are being checked too.
Yeah, no, for sure. Can you tell us a little bit about how you do balance kind of work and being a mom? Because you are a mom of two, correct?
Yeah. My kids are 6 and 8. My daughter's 6. My son is 8. Balance, I feel like, is something we're still going to be learning. Again, when I first started, I kind of went full force small business and like was super excited working all the time. And then I, started to like learn balance. And then I opened the store. And then it was again like full force, like work plus the store now. Now I feel like my biggest thing is when I'm home, like on my days off from the store, I make sure everything that I need to do is done in the hours that they're at school. When I pick them up from school, that's when I'm like, okay, like we go get ice cream, or hey, we're gonna do this together. Just learning how to be more present in the moment with them when they're here and learning when it's okay to kind of like, okay, you guys play, I can clean the kitchen or stuff like that. I think it's something we're like always continuing to learn. Like, I don't think I've mastered it. I think it's really hard because, then I'm like stressed out or like super exhausted after the day, and I'm like, let's just go to bed. And they're like, let's read a book. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, I think it's a work in progress. But I would say just learning to take that step back and be more present because, again, going back to what we were saying, like these are the things they're going to remember, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of time management, right? It's a lot of like, for me, it's all about a schedule. You know, I have to have everything on my calendar, I have to have a to-do list. Because I'm kind of the same way. I'll try to have everything done so that when I pick them up from school, then I can just focus on, you know, my kids and being a
Yeah.
mom. But, you know, even me, like having a, I have a husband who contributes so financially, he's amazing, but I'm like the default parent, right? So it's like all of the parenting responsibilities falls on me. So even as a not a single mom, you know, I still have to manage my time because I still have to pick them up and drop them off and take them to all their appointments and take them to out of their all of their activities,
Yeah,
right?
and get everything else done in between. Manage your house, manage cooking, manage getting dinner ready, like all of that. Yeah. It's still, you're still, doing as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't, yeah, and I know Yvette kind of does the same thing, you know, because she works from home as well.
It's a mission and it can get hectic, but I always tell Myra I have a schedule I try to follow, and if it falls out of place, then it is what it is, and I just go with what it, there is and make sure the kids get what they have to get done. But I know that your kids were also very involved with you setting up your store and when you were opening your storefront. What do they think now as your business has been evolving?
They're so innocent. They think it's so cool. They say like, people love you, mom, because like when I was on the news or like little things like that, they're like, mom, everybody loves you. And I'm like,
I love that.
I'm like, yeah, but no, not like that. They think it's really cool. They tell all their friends. My mom has a store. They also talk about it a lot. They'll be like, my son Moore, he'll be like, mom, if you're closing your store at 6, you'll be home at 8, right? So like he's very like, remember it takes 2 hours to get home. So he talks about that a lot. I recently like just asked them just to see what they would say. I was like, what would you guys say if mom opened another store? Like, and then they're like, another one or like two? And I'm like, no, if I had two stores. I just wanted to see like if they are feeling me being absent or, like I just wanted to see how they would feel about it. And then, yeah, my kids were like, that would be so cool, mom. That would be so cool if you had two. And I was like, I don't
That's awesome.
know.
They're like,
Yeah.
you don't need to know.
They're like, do it again, you know? Yeah, they think it's really cool. They love to go. It's just really hard because the days that I take them, usually on like a Saturday, We leave at 7 in the morning. We're there from 9 to 5, and then we get home at 7 o'clock at night. And they're there all day with me. But still trying to manage like them not being on their iPads the whole time and like interacting with them and also like running the store. It's kind of a lot, but they do enjoy going. They think it's super cool. They talk about it a lot because then I'll have moms at school and be like, "I didn't know you had a store. Like she told me," and I'm like, "Oh, yeah."
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And how is it like to with the commute? I mean, that must be really difficult because you do, it is like a 2 hour commute from your home.
Yeah, it is. These past few weeks that it was raining, it was taking me 3 hours to get to San Jose. I drop off my kids at 8:20 in the morning. I was getting to the store at 11:15. I was like, the commute is not bad. I don't mind driving. I enjoy it. It's my quiet time. It's my like podcast time. It's my music time. So I really don't mind it. And I do it so often that it doesn't feel far to me. With no traffic, I can be there in like 1 hour and 45. With traffic, 3 hours. And I just see it more of like, that's my sacrifice, right? Like driving to be able to have my sueño, my little dream, right? What I wanted. At the end of the day, at 6 o'clock when I'm closing and coming home and it's 8:30 and there's traffic, that's when I start to feel super tired. But again, I don't see the commute as like, I don't hate it. I don't wake up and hate going to work. So for me, it's like people are like, I don't know how you do it. I'm like, when you love something and like that's every you pour everything into something, like I don't, no me cuesta, like, you know, financially, yes, yeah. But like for me itself, like I'm happy to wake up and go to work every day, like, and that's worth so much more, right? Yeah.
As a Latina business owner, have you faced any specific challenges, and how did your heritage shape your journey?
I wouldn't say any specific challenges. I feel like if anything, I've been able to benefit from being Latina because everybody's so interested in helping the culture and being part of the culture now. There was like one art and wine festival that I did last year that they were giving me like a really hard time. When you apply for events, they ask you like, what is your, like, what do you sell, right? And I always write like functional resin art, or like Latin inspired accessories, stuff like that. And so I did have the lady questioning me, like, what are Latin inspired accessories? I don't know if those are going to sell well because it is a primarily white area that we were at. And it was an art and wine festival, so it was not really like the crowd, I guess.
But it's art.
Yeah, but it's art. It's all handmade. Like, you know, maybe they don't like the conchas, but they're going to like my floral art. Like, you
Yeah.
know? So I had like a lot of like questioning and like, I don't know if that's gonna sell well here. And I was like, well, lady, I'm gonna pay you my booth fee. And if it sells, that's great. And if it doesn't, that's me. Like it's
Yeah.
not, you know? So I had to kind of like, in a professional way, be like, am I in or not? You know?
Yeah.
I would say that's like the only challenge I've had. Everything else, I feel like it's all been, well, yeah, it's all been like just trying to uplift the culture, bring attention to the culture. You know, when we opened, we were the first like Latino-owned collective in San Jose. So it was like a really big deal to bring that to San Jose where it's like culture is huge. So yeah, I would say that's about it. Other than I think just being a Latina in general and feeling like we have to like prove ourselves to people and maybe like more people of our authority. But
I feel the same. I feel like I get that too with my job. It's like they kind of question you more because you're a Latina. Like, do you
yeah.
really know your stuff? And it's like, well, I've been in the industry for over 10 years. Like, I know what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, if you don't trust me, then I don't know how to really, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
you
like
like me or you don't. I don't
yeah.
know.
And like, here's what I have to offer, like, yes or no,
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
exactly. Do you feel like if you would have done it something here, it would have been a lot different? I feel like San Jose is a lot more diverse. Versus
Yeah.
this community here up in the North Bay, I feel like it's much more. There is diversity, but not too much. It just depends on where you go and like what area you're around.
Yeah, I definitely do think it would have been way different. I think when you think about like Sonoma and Marin County, you think about like white people love to support brown people.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, like let's go support, right? Because we want to prove a point. I
Yes.
feel like it's more like that. Like, let me show that I do appreciate whatever. And so in San Jose, I feel like we get such a diversity of people. We have people, I have people who come up to me and like, if they're white, they'll be like, Oh, my grandma used to take care of me, and there was a panaderia down the street from her house, and we used to get these all the time, and they're white. But
Yeah.
it's like these little things from our culture just bring them back to these memories. So it's really cool to have people come into the store of all ethnicities or be like, my best friend loves these, or my mom got me one time and they were so good, or like it's usually about the fun. But little things, now that I'm partners with La Paloma Imports, she carries all items from Mexico. They'll see that, they're like, oh, like I went to Mexico and I saw these and they were so beautiful, I never got them, so now I'm gonna get them. So it's just really cool to see every culture connect to our culture just with having the store there. Whereas, like, I feel like if we were here in Sonoma County, because it is primarily white, it's not as,
Something. I feel like it's the same. I feel like it would be more like your experience with the Napa Art Festival because it's very much that touch. And that's why I've been thinking, because I know that they've been having more like music festivals here, and I was like, how do they really promote and how do they get a lot of more engagement? But I feel like a lot of the time it's a lot of our community going to those events, so it's not so much, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't come from the Anglo-Saxon community or from other communities unless they really like our music. But at the same time, we pull in our own people, so it's like, si se junta la gente, and it will make it a party, which is why it's called
And
life.
they know we're gonna show up, they
Right?
know we're gonna party, and they know what we want, right? So they're like,
Yeah.
oh, well, what's a perfect thing? Let's target these people because they're gonna come through.
I agree. I agree. What advice would you give other single parents and aspiring entrepreneurs that would like to start a business?
My biggest advice for anyone, not just as single parents especially, but anyone in general, I guess, if you put yourself 100% to something, you're gonna make it happen. Like, I say this for everything, not just business. Like, I've recently lost a lot of weight and people are like, how did you do it? It's like, if you tell yourself you're gonna do it, you will literally get up and do it. Like, once you have that pressure, once you have that fire under you and you want to grow, you want to start this, you want to learn, you want to run, you want to do this, like you will get up and do it. You need to have it in, like, within you. So my biggest thing is, don't wake up and be like, can I do this? Like, can I really start a business? I'm gonna start a business. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna order this stuff today and start learning how to do this. Or the other day I was like, I'm gonna run 8 miles today. I got up and I ran 8 miles. Like, you just wake up and do it. Push yourself to do it. Take steps. You don't have to jump in 100%, especially as a single parent financially. Like, it's really hard to jump into a business. It's an expense. It's an investment. Luckily, I was able to do that when I still had like a financial backup. But I know that right now it might be hard. There's a lot of people who live check to check, so it's really hard to like separate, that extra little money to be able to invest into a business. But take it step by step. $10 a week, until you have a certain quantity, and then you can invest in your first thing that you need to create or whatever it might be. Step by step, don't give up. You're not going to win right away. I still struggle like all the time. And I'm 4 years in, I'm still learning, I'm still growing. I'm not huge success like, maybe social media puts it out to be. So just know it's a roller coaster. You got to put in the work every single day. You got to show up for yourself and your business eventually when it's there. No one else is going to do that for you. So I think biggest thing is like believing in yourself and showing up.
I agree. We were talking about this with Myra the other day, how long people can take that leap of faith sometimes. And I'm like, well, if we don't manifest, it doesn't happen because we're just like, it's a thought. It doesn't become an action. So I think a lot of manifestation and commitment and dedication comes through. And that's the only thing that will get you through where you want to be. I've done fitness journeys here and there, but I'm just like, I can't give it 100 because I make a million excuses. But at the end of the day, it's an excuse, right? And so that's why I'm like, thinking back, I'm like, I need to get myself on and committed to do it. But it's just a lot. It's just, I got so
It's
many things
overwhelming.
to
We
take on
have
my
so
plate.
much on our plate. Yeah,
Yeah.
you can't. And I have people who tell me that all the time, and I'm like, we can't always just wake up at 4:30 and do it. I do it because that's literally the only thing that keeps me sane. But not everybody can do it, and you'll have your time when you can do it. When
Yeah.
you're, that's all on your time too.
Yeah.
Going back to what you were saying about manifestation, I never believed in it. I was like, okay, like let's manifest, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's literally been the more, probably I'd say like the last 4 to 5 months where I like something switched in my mind where, again, I didn't show up. Like, I don't show up to the gym. I'm like, man, I really hope my legs don't hurt today and I can run. I just show up and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna hit 2 miles today. Like, this is what I need to hit today. This is my goal. This is my goal. And I just do it. And it's just crazy when that flip, like when that switch flips in you, like you're like, oh, I can just do whatever I need to do because I'm gonna do it. Not because I'm questioning myself or doubting, because you're not giving yourself the time to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And if you can go back in time and make a change, what would it be?
I would probably seek like mentors or ask more questions. I think I held back a lot in the beginning because I didn't want to like bother people or ask too much, or I was too shy. One of my biggest goals for this year was to start mentorship scholarship program, but with the store, we went this way. But hopefully for 2025, that'll be something where I can offer that. I can offer scholarships for single parents who do live check to check and who can have these extra funds to start their business. But I think having that mentorship and not spending all this extra money on things that we don't need, learning how to learn your demographics, learning what you need for events. I learned that with my friends as we kind of went, like, hey, how'd you do that? Or where'd you get your business license? Or send me the link or whatever. Like, we helped each other out, but we were all starting off at the same time. So definitely, I wish I would have had like a mentor or someone that I would have reached out to and been like, hey, what's the best way to do this? So I'm not wasting my time or money, because that could have changed everything, right?
Yeah, I feel like a community. I very like. I
I
listen
really
so much. I listen
like
to so much about you that it's not just you. There's no competition. It's like we're all helping each other. And like with your storefront, you're helping very different businesses at the same time. And they may not all make the same items, but it all comes together and makes a beautiful shop, right? And it
Yeah.
also helps you and it helps the community. And you're helping everybody come up, not just yourself. You know what I mean? And now
Yeah.
with your mentorship program, I'm sure that's going to be a hit too. And it's going to make a lot more change in our community, which is also going to be another reason why people love you, like your kids say. But aunque
Yeah,
no me
honestly.
quieras reconocer, but.
Yeah, honestly, for me, I don't see anyone as a competitor. I want all of us to win. There is enough in the world for all of us to be up here together. My friends always, they're like, "Vas para arriba," and I was like, "Vamos, güey, vamos." Like, I'm not going by myself, you know? And I also feel having that mentality is the reason that I've been blessed the way I have been. I'm not money motivated, I'm not profit motivated. I want all of us to win. I want all of us to be okay. And if I can take as many people up there with me, then that's what I'm gonna do. So that's like one of my biggest prides in my business too.
I love that.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I love that too. I think that we don't see that enough, especially in our community sometimes. I feel like we don't see that support enough. So I love that you said that you want to bring everyone with you.
Yeah.
What's something that people might not know about you? Any hidden talents or hobbies outside of running your business?
No talents. I've got none. I really don't. That was actually something that triggered my business, because I was like, I got no skills. Up to, I guess, like more recently, just working out. I started as a like weight loss journey, and now it's just become more of like something that I really enjoy. I really enjoy running. So I ran 80 miles last month. My goal this month is to run 100 miles. So that's just something random, I think, that people wouldn't expect. But yeah, I like to run and work out. That's about it. That's
I
as
saw
cool as
that
I
you posted like a 5K or 10K.
Yeah, I did 3 10Ks last month. And I just started running maybe like in July. So my goal is to run a half marathon by February and then a full marathon by July. And I would really love to do like the New York City full marathon next September, but we'll tackle that later on. But
That's
yeah.
awesome. I feel like it keeps you going, right? Like you have a
Yeah.
vision and you have something to look forward to, so you push yourself to do it. I love that.
It's
That
like an
clicked.
addiction. It's crazy because you're like, I can do more. I can do that again. I want to do that. I want to beat my time. So now I'm just kind of, at first it was more of like, I just want to run longer distances. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, I want to get faster. I've lost about 75 pounds. So when I first started, I couldn't even run for like 30 seconds. So to be able to see myself like, I'm gonna go run 8.5 miles and I'll be back, and then I have the rest of my day to like get through, and then I'm like, that's crazy. Like, you just, yeah, it's just
Amazing.
like, yeah, it's more like a personal accomplishment.
Have you always liked to run, or did you kind of discover that recently about yourself?
I always wanted to like to run. I just, again, I feel like I didn't believe in myself enough to think that I could run longer distances. Like, I would go to the gym and I'd go to like a HIIT class, and they'd be like, we're gonna run a mile today. And I'd be like, dude, I really hope I can run a mile. Like, damn. And now I'll go to class and I'm like, I'm gonna hit four today. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna start sprinting if I need to. Like, it's just a different, yeah. So I've always wanted to like it. I just didn't believe in myself enough to like push myself.
Yeah, I remember you were saying about manifestation. I think that's
Yeah.
cool.
It's crazy. And I feel like when I explain it to people who like maybe are not there yet, like they think I'm crazy. But I'm like, dude, just tell yourself you're gonna do it.
I have a friend who literally will tell me, like, I manifest every day when I get in my car. She's like, I manifest that I'm gonna find the best parking spot. And I'm like, and I do, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
For anything, my roommates will be like, I hope you get lots of sales at the store today. And those days are great. And I'm like, wow, like, look at that. You know, just, it's just funny how it works, but it's not hurting anybody. I'm gonna keep going for it and trying to manifest everything.
I'm gonna start manifesting that I love to work out. I mean, I go to the gym and I love being there,
Yeah.
but I'm the same way. I feel like I can't, I don't like to run. So I'm like, maybe if I start manifesting that I am a great runner and I'm gonna,
Yeah.
then maybe my mindset will change and I'll learn to love it.
And just take steps by steps. Just be like, I'm gonna do 10-minute interval today. Like, I'm gonna run for a minute, walk for a minute. Just take it step by step. And then the next week or the week after, I'm gonna run for 2 minutes without stopping. I'm gonna run for 3 minutes. You know what? Today I'm gonna push for my mile. And even if it's a 16-minute mile, that's a 16-minute, you did it, you know? And then you just next goal, you know?
Do you love to run outside or on the treadmill or both?
I love both. The treadmill for me was more, again, because I was so like second guessing my running that I knew I had control of my speed and everything. And I'm like, okay, I know my time and everything. But now that I've been doing more like outdoor runs, I've learned to like love running outside and like not worry so much about the distance. But it's also like just so refreshing to be outside and running. Yeah. So I love both. I don't prefer either.
Either or. That's amazing. So looking back, what's the proudest moment of your journey so far?
I feel like there's so many. But I would say my biggest one is opening my store because that's something that I knew I wanted. As soon as I started kind of growing, as Cositas Contreras and adding in those other like vendors, I was like, one day I'm gonna have a store and it's gonna be just like this and it's gonna be so much bigger. Like it's gonna be on a larger scale. And to be able to open that and have that and like see it and do it alone. And just say like I opened my store, I got myself here. That's probably my biggest, like that's like my proudest moment. And also seeing my kids, like having my kids see that and be like, Mom. And even like it sounds super cheesy, right? My store is called Sueños, and of course it's a dream. It was me and my business partner's dream, right? But explaining that to my kids, and they're like, Mom, that was your dream. Now you have your store. And I'm like, yeah. And it sounds super cheesy, but I'm like, that was my dream. And here it is. Like, I can make it happen. You can make whatever you want happen. So I would say that is definitely my biggest accomplishment yet.
I don't think it's cheesy. I think it's really cool.
No, thanks. I feel like sometimes when I say it out loud, I'm like,
It sounds really, really cool. And where do you see Cositas Contreras or Sueños in 5 years?
I see Cositas Contreras with my own storefront. Right now, Sueños is a partnership between three of us. I see Cositas Contreras having its own store, but I also see Sueños having multiple stores in bigger cities. I see us having at least two or three locations, being able to showcase different vendors from around the Bay Area, having that space to showcase the vendors and having that space that brings people and unites people within our culture because it's so much more than a store. You know, we have so many people that come in and they just like, they tell us all of their stories. Like I was telling you guys earlier, we have so many people that just come in and just talk to us about things that they remember from whatever. So I see Sueños being a few locations in, but I also see Cositas Contreras having my own location too.
Love that.
Yeah, love that. So the last two questions that we like to end all of our interviews with are, what is the best advice that you've ever received, and what is the worst advice that you've ever received?
Oh, that's hard. I didn't think about this one, guys. It's hard because, again, I feel like I never really had like a mentor. I mean, I've heard people say, like, keep trying, keep going. And I hate to like say me, 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 but I would say like the best advice I gave to myself was just to believe in myself because I didn't really get that from anyone else. Long backstory, right? But I funded my own business. I put in all the work. I worked till 1 in the morning by myself. I woke up at 5 in the morning, wake up and work on things by myself. I loaded my car by myself. I got myself to events. I paid everything by myself. So for me, like, I guess the best advice was just keep going and keep pushing and like believing yourself, which is my own advice to myself. Obviously, I've had so many cheerleaders and support and people along the way who just are rooting for me, but I feel like I never got like someone who was like, you should do this and this is gonna work, or like, you shouldn't do this and this isn't gonna work. So I feel like I don't even have like bad advice I was given. Yeah.
Well, I like your the best advice. I like that you said that it came from yourself, not necessarily from anyone else, but it was from yourself and just reminding yourself to believe in yourself. I think that's awesome because, you know, when you become a mom, and we don't do it on purpose, right? It just kind of happens. We forget that we were this whole other person before we were a mom. So we
We
kind of,
clearly like don't exist as
yeah.
people anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like take some time to remember that no, I was a person before I had kids, and I had dreams and I had goals and, you know, sueños, right?
Yeah.
And being able to believe in yourself, even if nobody else told you anything, but just finding that inside of you to be like, I can do this, you know? So I love that you said that.
Yeah, I think we all go through that, and it takes us different amounts of times to get out of it, right? And it can be in different aspects of our life too. Like, kind of like I said, I feel like I lost it and then I found it, like, found myself within the business and I found how much I was capable of and how much I was like able to accomplish on my own business wise. And then now I feel like I'm finding it on like my weight loss and fitness journey, like how much I'm able to really physically push myself and how much I'm able to like change my mindset and different things too. So I feel like we find it, we lose it, and in different aspects of our life. But I think just remembering, like, yeah, we were whole people before the little people showed up. And we wanted different things and we had goals and maybe we weren't able to accomplish all of them, or maybe we are and it's taking us a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, you know, like, we have to be our best for them and they're gonna see that and they're gonna feed off of it and they're gonna thrive with it. So whichever way we need to do that for ourselves, then that's, I feel like a lot of us maybe struggle with thinking like that's selfish or something. Like, there are days where I'm like, I just want to go on a run in the afternoon, even though I'm like with my kids, and I'm like, ah, just an hour, just give me an hour. Like, I just want to get out. But because I know I'll come back so much more refreshed and like, okay, whew, had a little bit of time to myself, like, let's do the next thing, you know? Yeah, I think
Yeah,
that.
and it's true. If you are the best version of yourself, then that's what you're going to give your kids, right? So even though sometimes it may feel selfish, you know, quote selfish, I don't think it is, you know, because it's like you're also showing them that it's okay to take time for themselves. You know, like I think about that sometimes and I'm like, you know, my daughter, I don't want her to think that when she becomes a mom that that's all she's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, or like that she can't go to the store by herself, or she can't go have dinner with her friends, or she can't go on a run by
Yeah.
herself. You know,
Yeah.
I never want her to believe that. So it's like, how am I going to show her that by doing it, right? Because
Right.
kids learn by what they see, not
They
necessarily by what
watch
you tell them.
everything. They watch everything. Yes, exactly that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on here. I've learned so much. I really admire you. I did see you a little bit on social media. You're not too present, which is probably good because going too much on social media can probably not be the best for anyone's mental health. But
Yeah, it's hard.
it's
It's
really
hard
nice
to
to see
come
you in
up with
person.
content and like be creative and also just be posting stories and updating everybody. And I take breaks from it, just because there's so much going on the back end of just like life, and everything else trying to manage on top of the business, right? And then I do try to go on there and like be like, hi guys, like I'm here. I still commute all the time. I'm still working. I'm still at the events. It's so hard to just be present and then be present for all the messages. You get all the DMs and you have to give every single person so much of you, and it's draining. And it's not in a bad way. It's just like if you're already drained and you're still giving like little bits of that, and then you still have little humans that you have to give little pieces to, and then you still have to give yourself a little bit of peace, you know? So It's a lot. So I'm trying to be more consistent, especially because of the store and like the vendors and holidays coming up, but I have no excuse other than like it's overwhelming and I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's okay. You are in charge of your own time. So if that's what you need to be better, then that's good. We talk a lot about having to set boundaries and sticking to them. So that's great that you know that about yourself and that you respect that about yourself. And but it is really nice to get to know you in this area and see you. You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm just really thankful for you for coming on here. Can you tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, for now, Instagram at Cositas Contreras. My store is called Sueños. It's in San Jose, downtown, right next to Phil's Coffee. It's 112 Paseo de San Antonio, San Jose. We're right in front of San Jose State, so in the heart of downtown. So you guys can shop with me in person and support all the vendors in store. I have over 25 small businesses. Now it's not only Latina owned, it's people of color. So we do have a few Asian small business owners in the store. So you can shop there with the vendors, with my business partners. We also offer candle making workshops in the store with Miji Sara Candles. La Paloma Imports carries all items from the different states of Mexico, all handmade, hand painted. So a little bit of everything in the store. And then I will be posting my events coming up. I have a few coming up in Sonoma County and San Jose. So I'll post those on my stories. But if you guys follow me on Instagram, then you'll see that.
Sounds good. I hope me and Myra can make it to one of those.
Yeah, I hope to see you guys too. And thank you guys for having me. Like, it's so cool that you guys asked me. When I got your message, I was just like, that is so cool that they think that I should be on their podcast. Like, I know people are always like, you've done so much and we want to talk to you about this. And it's like, for me, I'm just like, dude, I'm just a regular person. So it's really cool to think that you guys are thinking I'm enough for your podcast and to like ask me questions and spend time with me.
Always enough. You're always enough for everyone.
Always.
I'm
Thank
always
you. Enough.
We're so grateful for you to come on, and we can't wait to share this episode with everyone so they can learn more about your business and come and support.
I can't wait to see it too. Well, thank you guys.
No, thank you. And for all of our listeners, please remember to subscribe, like the channel, go to the Instagram page and follow us there. Email us with any questions or anything you'd like to know, or anyone maybe that you would like to see on here. We would love to hear all of your ideas. And once again, Sandra, thank you so much. We wish you nothing but the best. And I love San Jose, so I will be going soon to visit your
Come
store, I hope.
through.
Yes.
And I hope to see you there. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you guys. Thanks for your time. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
You
Thank
too.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.